This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, not only did you have A.J. Smith-Shawver go down yesterday, guys, you also had Nick Allen get hit by a pitch. Stuart Fairchild dislocates a finger. I think A.J. Smith-Shawver obviously is the big name when it comes to that, but let's not act like if you're missing Nick Allen for any significant amount of time that it's not going to be a significant issue. It sucks all the way around. And all three of those guys bring something unique. You also have the fact that, you know, what has it been, just a few days since Orlando Arcia ended up in Colorado. That whole thing makes you sick to your stomach. But you did get 13 hits in game number one, and then you hit a couple taters in game number two, and I can't help but say this, and I think you guys will both agree. I can count on one hand the amount of times that I've been comfortable watching a Braves game this year, and game number two was in that category. Yeah. Like, I was like, wow, this is nice.
It was. At one moment, I was like, you know what? I can start getting ready for bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I know how this is going to go.
I did. My wife and I, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but we ended up watching like a docuseries last night, after the Braves game was over. I was like, man, I feel really calm tonight. Like, this is kind of cool.
Did you watch the Earnhardt doc?
No, did not.
No, I haven't started that yet either. Apparently, it's really good. It was nice. I was sitting at Cancun's and I had the TV. I was looking at it. I kept watching it and I kept looking over and I looked back and I started eating and I got a notification and it says, Grant McCauley has mentioned you on Twitter.
That's always a great feeling, isn't
because
it?
Because every time Ozzy does anything
in
now,
my heart
Grant
sank.
Mentions me. But funny, he didn't tweet me when he got caught stealing in the first game. suddenly is Johnny come lately when he hits the home run, and then Austin Riley hit a freaking. I mean, that's a yickety of yicketies right there.
Him and Schwarber had about 1,000 feet worth of home runs. It felt like yesterday.
Schwarber is like the epitome of a one trick pony.
He really is. He really is.
Guy's hitting like 250.
He's in a contract year too, and he's probably about to get paid.
He's kind of like a weird DH kind of guy because I think of like a DH being a guy that can get on it whenever. But then again, he's the other version. He's the guy that's like, I'm just gonna come up and hit a blast every like 10th at bat.
Well, and the guy we haven't talked about yet, because we've talked about the injuries and things that were going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, they had a win last night, but Chris Sale, he is the fastest pitcher to reach 2,500 strikeouts. That is huge.
It is huge, and when you hear the name that he actually beat out, which was Randy Johnson, he's always had kind of shades of Randy Johnson with kind of that side, that lefty, that long windup and delivery and everything else going on with that. He's probably going to be, this was mentioned a couple times last night, I think Zach Wheeler, who, by the way, asked to be the nighttime starter yesterday and then ends up getting hit off the mound, which was awesome. But I think that he was in line probably to be the pitcher of the month for the National League. It looks like it's going to be Chris Sale now when you start putting the numbers up against each other. Shout out to the Braves lineup for finally helping out Chris Sale in more than one category when you look at that situation. But he's been incredible, and he's definitely back to doing Chris Sale things.
Yeah, the no pitcher with 230-plus career starts has struck out more than 30% of the batters they faced, except Chris Sale. And I might have added an extra letter or two to that word for Allie. But,
or taken a few away.
That's crazy, right? That is absolutely crazy. And you could – like somebody had dugout footage of Sale before he went on the mound.
Yeah.
And he was hyped. And – I think Grant had the stat. There's a stat that Grant had about Wheeler and his starts against the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they have owned him. And here it was Justin Toscano. I think Grant retweeted the Braves have 11 runs off Zach Wheeler in two games this season. He's only allowed 14 combined in his other 10 starts.
That's insane.
So, hey, I mean. He might be a Georgia boy. He's a Paulden kid, I should say. But they don't treat him kindly.
No, and the bats were definitely alive in that second game. I mean, Austin Riley had a double, homer, four RBIs. Ozzie Albies, as you know, Bo, he homered, drove in three. Luke Williams had a pair of RBIs. I mean, it was just one of those games where you're like, let's go, guys. Yeah, this is awesome.
And what's crazy is you had 8 hits in this game and 9 runs. In the earlier game, you had 13 hits.
Yeah.
And it's like you couldn't play to anybody. And again, that's one of the reasons I didn't have any problem with Albies attempting a stolen base in the 9th inning. It's like, I think that that's what you need, especially when you're in the leadoff role the way he was in game 1. So it is what it is for me on a lot of that note. Before we get to the Georgia schedule stuff, Bo, tell us what you've got cooking for tailgate at home, because I think this is an interesting meal prep you've got going on right now.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I went to the store yesterday, I found my meat for next week too.
Okay.
Nice.
I've already got that planned out, but that's a next week thing. I did I did a pork butt last week, and when I was looking at some stuff, I saw the pork shoulder steaks, which is literally you just cut steaks out of the pork butt, right?
Yeah.
And I got to thinking and talking with my neighbor Bristow. We were talking about, hey, you know what? Like, he was like, man, you can. I used to smoke those, and then I would sear them like a steak. And I was like, I've never seared them before like that. So I threw 4 pork shoulder steaks on the smoker. I'm going to smoke them for 3 to 4 hours, and then I'm going to let them cool for a few minutes, and I'm going to throw them on either back on the Traeger or the Blackstone. I haven't figured out yet which one I want to do, and kind of get a little char, a little sear to them. The method that I was reading about is like, hey, cook them for 2 hours, pull them, then braise them for 2 hours on the smoker. I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to cook them like I would a regular butt and do a little bit of a, I can't believe it's not butter spray on them.
Okay.
And
all right.
And get them to the.
Come on.
Well, that's what I do for my my pork butts, and then I'm gonna throw them on and sear them then, and let them get to about 200, then sear them. That's just kind of I want to switch it up. But look, I use Baron Burton's W sauce as my binder. I use 2 different rubs, one of which was my rub that I make on my own at home, and the other was a Meat Church one. So, trying a few things out. I think I'm gonna do it like an odd breakfast where I'm gonna do some scrambled eggs later as well, and maybe some. I bought a little can of biscuits as well. I'm probably gonna make probably around 10 o'clock this morning.
And then you're gonna sleep the rest of the day.
I was gonna say, then you're gonna get the itis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am definitely going to take a big nap, and I got to get to the gym at some point. You know, it's arm day for the weekend. So
you're going to take what we used to call a slaw in training camp, which is an acronym for sleep long and well. You're going to get a slaw in there.
I like that.
Man, I tell you, to use your slaw acronym,
yeah.
That itis sleep hits different,
hey,
man.
And you know what? If he's going to go, now that he's a dad, he's going to go full dad mode. He's going to cross the fingers on the belly. Gonna lean back in the chair,
eyes
with the fingers on the belly, and my eyes are gonna start rolling.
So. Eyes are slowly gonna start fluttering,
snoring, sitting straight up.
Dude, I've been snoring, sitting straight up for a lot longer than I have been a dad.
All right, man, let's get into some of this Georgia schedule stuff that came out. 5 kickoff times announced yesterday for the non-conference slate for the Georgia Bulldogs and conference slate, obviously with the Georgia and Florida game time being announced. The SEC opener for them at Tennessee. The Austin Peay time, the Marshall, and the Mercedes-Benz game against Georgia Tech. All of them come out yesterday in their 3:30 games. Like, that's what time Georgia will be playing this year.
Okay.
Right? They're all 3:30 games when you look at this. One of the things that did stick out to me, it looks like you're going to have the Austin Peay game on September 6th. That's going to be an ESPN Plus game, which, let's just talk about it the way it is. Get your streaming packages right. That's just where we're at in society these days, especially when you want to watch NFL or big-time college football. You also got the 3:30 Black Friday game against Georgia Tech, which I think is relatively interesting when you look at the lineup that you have on Black Friday these days. So anything stick out to you guys as far as these game times being announced yesterday? I think they're all I'm starting to get excited. I don't know that any of these game times actually mean anything to me, like I said, other than the ESPN Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I'm more so curious about the start times in your perspective, Mike. I mean, when did you prefer kickoff to happen when you were playing?
You know what? It honestly depended on where we were. I liked playing nighttime in Death Valley, although, you know, the 3:30 game when you end up, the sun ends up going down, which was always a really, really cool deal. We played Auburn. I preferred night games. I liked the nighttime Iron Bowl, which doesn't happen that often. I liked primetime games. There was always a downside, though, because you just sit around the hotel and you sleep.
Wait, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, golly, this is taking forever. But you also, and I was a fan of college football, I also get to watch college football all day. You know what I mean? You get to kind of plug into some of those things, which we never – when I was with the Falcons, we'd get to the stadium. And, Bo, you know this, traveling with those guys. We get to the stadium like 5 hours early. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, oh, we're going to get there, you know, hot tub, whatever else needs to be done. With Nick Saban, it was like you got there like, I want to say, like 110 minutes before kickoff. Like, you were just like, all right, you better get everything done right now. Like, go, get it done. So – I don't know. There's ups and downs to each of them. As long as you're not playing at 11 a.m., which is what it was central time for those noon games, no thank you. Like, that's what sucks.
The night games on the road are the worst because you sit in a hotel. And, I mean, look, you know, you I know, Mike, you can talk about you got to stay in a hotel when you're home games too.
Yes.
You know, that's a thing people don't ever think about. They're like, oh, you get to sleep in your own bed. No, you really don't.
That's not a thing.
But the reality is it sucks because you're there all day and you do take the bus, you're at the stadium. Man, there's nothing worse than being in an empty stadium before a game, like 4 hours. I've been there, and to your point. I would tell you, though, when I saw they're all 3:30 games, to me, as an old-school college football fan, 3:30 game is like the prime time slot for a college football game. I know we can sit here and say, well, the 8 o'clock game, that's great. That's kind of a new thing, okay? Like, the 8 o'clock game is this big deal on national TV. When I was growing up, that 3:30 kickoff was it, dude.
Yeah.
And I feel like the 3:30 kickoff is still is where a lot of networks put their biggest teams or their biggest brand, I should say. How many times have we seen Alabama play at 3:30 on CBS in the last 15 years?
Mm.
Crap,
you just had to
ton.
Pick 15 years, right? You just had to. Just cut me out of that equation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no. Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Mike, someone had to start the trend.
You know what, though? I will say this. To Allie's question, if it's a neutral site game, definitely 3:30.
Yeah.
And a couple of these, obviously, with the Mercedes-Benz and Jacksonville being on the slate for Georgia, neutral site games, 3:30 all freaking day.
I'll tell you what stood out to me, though, is another, not Georgia, but Florida is playing at LSU on the 13th of September.
Oof.
Death Valley.
Oof.
7:30.
Ooh.
Now look at what the powers that be did. The next 2 weeks, well, they play at Miami. That's on the 20th. They haven't announced the time yet because they want to see if Florida wins.
Oh, for sure. There's no
and
doubt
then
about.
They're off, and then they have Texas comes to Gainesville, also haven't announced the time for that either. And they want to see how things play out before they give you too many games, which is interesting. They didn't even give you a time yet for Florida State, Florida.
Yeah. We'll see how it all plays out. Obviously, Georgia fans, if you want to let us know, 3:30 games, which start time do you prefer, you can hit us up at 929 Morning Shift.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.